Fregt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perik Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Ma bein Merkav, Lemoishav. What is the difference? You know, Kelim that becomes Tame, because it's Merkav, something you ride on, Lemoishav, as opposed to a Kelim that becomes Tame, because it's an official seat or bed. In the previous Mishnah, we had a Machloikos of Yaisi and Mechachamim. If the horse saddle, let's say, is it Tame because of Merkav or because of Moishav? Now, in both cases, we understand that if a Zav puts his weight on it, they become an Avatum, and it's Metama, a person or Kalim that may touch it. So, what difference does it make? And for the Mishnah, Merkav, in the case of Merkav, if you ride on it as opposed to sitting on it, Cholak Magoi Mimasoi, there's a difference between someone who physically touches it as opposed to carrying it without touching it. And that difference is, one who carries it without touching it, it's metama, let's say his clothes or any kalim that he touches while he's carrying it. However, if he just touches it, it is not metami, the begadim and kalim that touch it. As opposed to umoishav, if it's a kalim that has tumas moishav, it's an official seat or bed. Not something you just ride on. Loi cholak, there's no difference. Magoyim imasai, there's no difference between the tumah of someone who touches it as opposed to the tumah of someone who carries it without touching it. In both cases, it's metame any begadim or kalim that he may be touching at that time. So wait, with tumas merkav, what happens then when he touches it? Does he become tame? Yes, he becomes tame. But his clothes or kalim that he is touching won't become tame unless he carries it. Whereas by Tumas Moishav, it makes a difference whether he's carrying it or touching it. Clothes or kelim that he touches B'shas Maisa, again, in both cases B'shas Maisa, as he's carrying it or touching it, they will become Tame. Vaitras Akta Mishnah. Here we go back to the Lachas of Tumas Midras in general. Tapis Shel Chamar. You know what a tapis is? It looks like a ladder. They put it on the back of a donkey, and they tie the packages to it, kind of a roof rack. So even though Shu Yoshev Aleo, sometimes you sit on it, Tahira, it's not Makabal Tumas Midras at all. Because really, it's not Roy, not to ride on and not to sit on. Sometimes you manage to sit on it, but that's not called something you sit on. Zakta Mishnah, Shinabas and Ikavin. What if he took out like the rungs of this ladder kind of thing, and he spaced them in such a way that it's Shaykh to sit on it? Oy or Shepertzon Zeletechzeh. So Pertzon Zeletechzeh means, instead of each rung of this ladder, again, this is a kind of a ladder-like thing, like a roof rack on top of the animal. You put the packages on it. So till now there are holes, and in the holes, the poles, which we will call the steps of the ladder, go. So Shinabas in the cover means he rearranged the holes so that it's not like Mamish, the steps of a ladder. He brought these poles closer together, so it's Shayach to sit on it. Peretzon Zeletechzeh means that instead of individual holes where each pole goes into, he made one long open cut, so you can move the poles back and forth. You can slide them back and forth. This thing, when you have to sit on it, you push the poles to one side, and you can position your feet. That's what it means, Pertzon Zeletechzeh. In other words, he took the different holes and made them one long hole. So now the poles slide back and forth. In both cases, Tmeya. Now it's Mekabel Tumas Midras, because now he can ride on it. In any event, that's how the Rambam explains Pertzon Zeletechzeh. But Tanur says Peretzon means that he took out the little poles, which are the rungs of the ladder, and he placed them one alongside the other. A totally different shan of the Tanur is, again, we're still talking about this ladder, that the reason it was tar is because it's not wide enough. In order for it to be a Moshav, you have to at least have a tefach, width of a tefach. If not, what are you sitting on? So he changed the holes, and that means that he somehow redid it, it should be wider tefach, or he made an opening so that you can position yourself that you have the width of a tefach. Under those circumstances, the din would be Tmeya. So, chazing over what we learned here in Mishnah Gimel. Both Mishkav and Merkav are from the Avei Setomeh Min HaTayr. They are Metame and Adam and Kalim if you touch it. It's Metame, a person, if you carry it even without touching it. But, what's the chilek between Mishkav and Merkav? A person that touches a Mishkav or carries it, he is Metame the Begadim that he's wearing or other Kalim that he's touching, as long as he's still touching or carrying it. They become a Rishon Letoma. On the other hand, Merkav, only the one who carries it, would be Metama, the clothes, and the Kalim that he's touching at that time. But if he just touches it, it's not metame his clothes, it's not metame any other kelim, even while he's touching it. The tumah doesn't go through from the merkav to him, to his clothes, to the kelim. It will go through if he's carrying it, but not if he's touching it. Let's learn from Sukkah. Then we learned about this like roof rack on the chamar. Basically, it's tahar because you can't really sit on it, definitely not sit on it comfortably. But if you reposition the rungs in this rack so that it's shayach to ride on it, then it does get tumas merkav.